Luke, the 17th chapter. The apostle dealt with something last week, and when he read this scripture, I saw something, and the Holy Spirit began to deal with me about it. Luke, the 17th chapter. As we learn more and more about the apostolic, as I learn more and more about the apostolic, you begin to understand how each office works with the other office in order to accomplish one agenda. And so this morning I'll be operating out of the office of a teacher. Now let me explain what a teacher does. A teacher does not establish anything. A teacher expounds on what has already been established. An apostle establishes things, and a teacher comes and helps him or her expound on different subjects. And so he said something last week. Apostle said something last week, and he read this particular scripture, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to him in Luke, the 17th chapter, and the 21st verse. I read the 21st verse, and then I want to read the scripture before it on purpose. I'm going to read 21 first, then I'm going to read verse 20. Verse 21 says, "Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for the kingdom of God is where?
Within.
It's within you." So the kingdom of God, or how God wants things done, his ways of doing things, is on inside of you, right? So now let's read verse 20. "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said," now watch this, "the kingdom of God cometh not by what you see." It doesn't come by what you see. Why? Because the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. So God's ways of doing things is not going to come from what you see. It's not going to come from what you can, when I say see, what you can physically see. So you can't be on the outside looking for the kingdom of God. It's on the inside of you. Now here's the issue. It's on the inside of you, and you can't go get it unless you have some help. You just can't go on the inside of yourself and get the kingdom. I'm talking about going into the supernatural. See, I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. So my original existence is not here in the physical. My original existence is in the spirit world, in the supernatural. Why? Because I am first a spirit. That's who I am. I have a soul and I live in a body. So I cannot go into the spirit realm unless I have an escort. If I go into the spirit realm without this escort, I'm going to be lost, become confused, because I, by myself, don't know how to operate in the supernatural. So this is why the kingdom of God is within you. It doesn't come by what you see. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. This morning I'm going to make a case, not just make a case, but expand on apostle have us in this, thank you, Holy Spirit, for blocking that. I was about to say season, but we misunderstand the word season so much that we think it's confined to a time. Let me use this word. Apostle has us in this lifestyle of prayer. It's just in this moment, he's pushing us to pray more. So this morning, I'm going to make a case about praying in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, watch this. Christ gives us the authority to operate in the kingdom, but the Holy Ghost gives us the power. Now, there's a difference. There's a difference. Authority says I have a right to do this. But just because you have a right to do it don't mean you can do it. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in and gives us the power to do it. Where I told you to turn? Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Now watch this. This is amazing because a scripture that we often read over in Hebrews the 11th chapter. But this scripture that we're finna read in Hebrews 11 chapter shows us God's original plan. How he does things. How he originally did things. Watch this. Hebrews the 11th chapter. Let me get there. Verse 3. And we're going to break this scripture down. Hebrews 11 and 3. It says, through faith, through us trusting in God and acting on his word, we understand. Now that word understand does not necessarily mean clarity. It brings clarity, but understand means I'm taking what I know and what I think and I'm bringing it under subjection unto what God says and thinks. So I understand. Wherever I stand is going to be under what he says. That brings clarity. You see this? So through faith we understand, watch this, that the worlds, plural, were framed by the instructions of God. The worlds were framed by the instructions of God. Now here's key. Here's the key. Here's this. Watch this. This B part is very, very important that you understand this. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Luke 17, 20. The kingdom of God does not come by what I see. The kingdom of God is on the inside of me. So that everything that is made came from an unseen place. So if that's the case, then that means that my prosperity does not originate with my work. Or does not originate with my efforts. Because my efforts are seen. My work is seen. My prosperity sometimes may come through some things I do, but it does not originate there. Because according to this scripture, it originated somewhere that I can't see. Are you seeing this? See, this is God's original plan. The earth was void and without form, and all of a sudden, God starts saying some things. He starts saying some things, and things started coming into form. So, what is it about God's word that makes things begin to form? God moves and God speaks things that nobody else knows and nobody else hears. See, if God made the earth, he knows exactly what to say to get it to do what he wanted to do. Right? So if the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, that means that everything that I want here in the natural, everything I want in my life has to originate from someplace I can't see, the kingdom of God that is within me. Are you seeing this? Go with me to Matthew's 26th chapter. I'm going to show you something. Because if I show you this, then it's going to put everybody who's in this particular building, everybody who's watching me by internet, everybody whoever listens at this tape again or this CD or this MP3 again, you're going to be put in a position to where you cannot deny the infilling of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You won't be able to deny. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Because if I ever can get you to see the master doing something. If the master did it, I can't be his follower and not do it. I cannot be his disciple and not do it. Watch this, Matthew 26. Go to verse 36. Matthew 26, 36. Now, we know this is a story about Jesus going into the Garden of Gethsemane. All right? And he begins to finalize within himself what he knew he had come to earth to do. All right? Verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And he said unto the disciples, watch it, he said unto the disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him from that position where they were, the disciples were, he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here, or I want you to be here with me and watch with me. All right, notice they tarry here and watch with me. All right, you see this. What did he say? He said, tarry ye here and watch with me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And when he went a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. Now watch this, verse 40. And when he cometh unto the disciples, that he went a little further, he left. Watch this. And findeth them what? Asleep. All right. And watch what he, and he said unto them, Peter. Said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter in, not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So based on that statement he made to Peter, we automatically know that Jesus had prayed at least an hour. All right? Are you sitting? He had prayed at least an hour. Now, watch this now. Watch this. Go back to verse 39. And when he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, now, this is what I'm about to say, what I'm about to read, what you're about to read. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. I have a question for you. We know Jesus prayed an hour. How long did it take us to read that statement that they say he prayed? How many seconds did it take him to say, oh, Father, if this cup can be passed from me, do it, Father, but if nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. How many seconds? 15? 10, 15 seconds? So my question is, what else was he was doing, or how was he praying the other 59 minutes and 45 seconds? Watch this. Here how I know. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Go to Luke, the first chapter. Go to Luke, the first chapter. What was he doing the other 59 minutes? How was he praying? Because you got to remember now, this is Jesus Christ who is finna go to the cross. So he needs to be endowed with power that he had never experienced before. Watch this, Luke. Luke. Let me see. I think I got the right one. Luke. No, that's not it. It's a little further. Ms. Barbara, you remember the scripture I asked you for this morning? Two scriptures, Matthew and Luke. Yeah. That's it, John 1:36. I knew it was the first chapter. It was just John instead of Luke. So y'all do me a favor and turn to John. Watch this. How I know what Jesus did them other 59 minutes. Well, we're going to use 59 minutes because he at least said an hour. He said, you cannot watch with me an hour. So that set a mark that he did. He prayed at least an hour. And we only can see about maybe 10 or 15 seconds of English words. Or in his time, Hebrew words. Verse 26. John answered them saying, watch this. Is that it? No, that's not it. It's 36. I'm sorry, 36. Go to 36. No, it's not 36. 32. Come on, 32. Let me find it. Oh, there it is. And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit. Who did he see?
Spirit.
Meaning the Holy Spirit. Right? I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. So here it is, the Holy Spirit descending from heaven in the form of a dove and coming on Jesus. Now, Jesus had begun to experience something. The disciples didn't understand it at the time in Matthew 26, but we're going to come back to Matthew 26, but if you would, turn me to Acts 1. Acts, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Who talking in this scripture? If you got the right Bible, you can tell who talking. If you got the right Bible, if your Bible ain't marked red, you need to get you another one. Because that Bible going to confuse you because you don't know who talking and who not talking, all right? And my Bible is written in red, so we know who's talking, right? Now, when Jesus is talking now, thank you, Holy Spirit. When Jesus is talking in this particular time in Acts, the first chapter, he had been through this, had walked through the greatest victory that could ever be fought and won, and now is on the other side and telling us how we get victory. Verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the othermost parts of the earth. When we receive power, Jesus himself received power after that dove descended upon him. So that's why I can prove to you this morning that when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he spent about 15 to 30 seconds in English and the rest of it praying in his gift of praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, I done showed you the master. I showed you the master. Because, watch this. Go back to Matthew 26. Watch this. Go back to Matthew 26. Watch this. Go back to Matthew 26. Jesus had come out of the garden, had left one set of disciples, took three of them with him, went further in, then put them there and went a little bit further and fell on his face, right? So the three that's here, we said he told him to do what? Watch and tarry with him, right? Watch this. So if he told them to watch and tarry with them, then why would Jesus come back and say, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour, watch and pray? What happened is Jesus has shifted on the disciples. The disciples went to sleep, watch this, because the Holy Spirit had not come upon them. Listen, if you do not have the gift of praying in tongues, the infant of the Holy Spirit, this world system will lull you to sleep and you won't know what's going on around you. The disciples could not pray in the Holy Ghost. So when Jesus come back, Jesus is on this level. They on this level. And Jesus is like, come on, man, y'all can't do this. But with Jesus is talking from this level. Because they couldn't receive the Holy Spirit yet. Because Jesus originally told them, I want you just watch and tarry. Because he knew they couldn't go where he was going. But when Jesus come out, Jesus was in another whole plane and was like, what y'all can't do this? Are you seeing this? That's why Jesus had to come back in Acts, the first chapter and the 8th verse, and tell them, ye shall receive power after. Now let's define the word power, because one of the most powerful definitions that I, and the most clearest definitions of power that I've ever heard, was the ability to complete a task despite all opposition. Listen to what I'm saying. The ability to complete a task despite all opposition. So other words, when we pray in the Holy Spirit, we're accessing abilities that will cause us to complete the task at hand despite any and all opposition that comes against us. I know some scriptures running through your mind now, Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee. Praying in the Holy Spirit will put you, because see, Jesus was here on earth for two main reasons. One, to put us back in the position that God had originally ordained for us to be in. And two, show us how to do it. Two main reasons. So when Jesus was here, it was necessary for him to go through these things so he can walk these things out in front of us and come back and then once he get through the situation, come back and tell us how he got through the situation. Jesus is telling us in Acts, the first chapter and the 8th verse, how he got through the cross. How he was able to be hung, buried, and get up on the third day. It was because he prayed in the Holy Spirit and was endued with power. The way you're going to get through your situation is not by how much you pray in English. It's by not how much of the Word of God you can memorize, but it's going to be by how much you let the Holy Ghost endue you with power. Are you seeing this? Maybe seated. The only way to access the kingdom of God is through the Holy Spirit. You can't get there no other way. The Holy Spirit. Go to 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter. Verse 14. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The kingdom of God is spiritually discerned. Watch this. Verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of a man which is in him? Give you an example. I set you up for example, because watch this. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. So now, if the kingdom of God is within me, I cannot access it until I allow the Holy Spirit to access it and bring me in there. I can't get there on my own. What do I mean I can't get there on my own? I can't get there with a carnal mind. So that means God has developed a way in which we can get our carnal minds out of the way. Now, before we get to judging people and talking about carnal mind, every last one of us in here have a carnal mind, and we have to keep renewing it. Anytime, Apostle said this, anytime you're in a place or you're in a situation and you can't get out of that situation, you are in the flesh, meaning you are in your carnal mind. When the answer and the deliverance is on the inside of you, and the only way you can get there is the Holy Spirit escort you there. God said in Genesis, the first chapter, and God said something happened. And God said, and something happened. So in order for things to happen in our world, we're going to have to say some things. But the problem is, you don't always know what to say. Sometimes you don't know how to talk to a situation. Sometimes some things you got to say to the situation, you're too scared to say. Some things you say in a situation, it will blow your own mind if you knew what you were saying in English. So therefore, that's why we pray in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. We provide the sound, He provides the meaning. Listen to this, listen. We cannot allow, when we're finna get into the holiday season, that's how the Holy Spirit spoke to me last night. We're finna get ready to get into the holiday season. The Holy Spirit say, praying in the Spirit cannot be just decoration on your Christmas tree of Christianity. We just walk by and look at it, or just make it look pretty. I only pray when somebody can see me praying, or when we together in a group. It has to be the water that you put in the bottom of the tree, Christmas tree holder. The water ain't seen, but the water doing what it's supposed to do. That's how praying in the Holy Spirit should be. We, too many Christians, wear praying in the Holy Spirit as a badge of our official Christendom. And we miss what the Holy Spirit is trying to get us to do. That's why Jesus came back and said, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, because your flesh want to stay in control. Your flesh want to stay, I want to figure this out. Well, God, doggone, if you want to figure it out, why are we still in the same position? If you're so, sometimes you got to talk to your mind. If you're so smart, why am I still in the same position? Self, if you can figure this out, why our situation ain't changed? You may be seated. We have got to pray in the Holy Spirit. We have got to pray in the Holy Spirit. That is a gift from God to us. I don't want to give nobody a gift and they don't want to use it. I bought some gifts. I said, people don't use it. I'm coming to get my gift. Because I ain't buying for you to just sit it there and not use it. God ain't just gave us that gift for it to be decoration on our Christmas tree of Christendom. It is meant to be used to release supernatural words in the earth realm that change things. When God speaks, things change. So when you speak in the Holy Spirit, things change. Stop going by how you feel. Your feelings are nothing more than indicators. What is a feel? What a feeling is an indicator. What is it indicating? What you're thinking. See, we like to put our feelings in front of our thoughts. But your feelings go behind your thoughts. However you're thinking, that's how you're going to feel. So watch this. What I mean, I can use feeling to my advantage. So if I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like I'm going to be successful today, that means I've been thinking unsuccessful thoughts. So in order for me to get rid of those unsuccessful thoughts, I have to begin to speak in other tongues. I don't care how I feel, because I know for a fact that when I speak in other tongues, things are changing in the supernatural, regardless of how I feel. And my mind's become my mind, my corner mind, my frontal lobe, it becomes suspended. So when I pray in the Holy Spirit, it becomes suspended. It can't come up with no more crazy thoughts. It can't come up with no more stupid ideas. Why? Because now I'm talking and the Holy Spirit is giving it utterance. I'm giving the sound, Holy Spirit giving it meaning. And so now I'm talking like God would talk. It is important that you pray in the Holy Spirit. It is important that we make it important. It needs to become priority. You have untapped power, untapped answers that are sitting on the inside of you that will go to the grave with you if you don't let the Holy Spirit bring you there. Matthew 6:33. And I'm closing here. Now, I've showed you the master praying in the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, y'all can't tarry me the hour. And we only seen a few English words he said. So he had to be talking in another language during the mother 45, 50, 55, 59 minutes. Jesus, trust me, Jesus was not going to the cross on his English prayer. All right, Jesus was not going to the cross on his Hebrew prayer. We see it as English because that's what we translated, but he actually was speaking Hebrew. I promise you, he did not go to the cross on his Hebrew prayer. He did not go to the cross on his carnal mind, on his idea. We saw what his idea was. What his idea was. Jesus, God, if this cup. But by the time. You cannot face your situation in your carnal mind. You're going to have to face your situation in the spirit. The only way you better face it in the spirit is praying in the Holy Ghost. Matthew, the sixth chapter. We started off talking about the kingdom of God doesn't come by what we see, or doesn't come by what we can put our eyes on. Because if you're trying to receive the kingdom of God, by what you see, you're too late. If you're trying to receive the kingdom of God by what you see, you're too late. Because whatever you see came from someplace that was unseen. So if thank you, Holy Spirit. You cannot deal with the situation you see in front of you without going to the predecessor of that situation. Because watch this. If every good and perfect gift comes from above, then every bad and evil gift came from down low. It too came from an unseen place. So while we're trying to fight with what we see by what we have, when we can go to some place and get something that nobody can see to fight something we do see. I know if I said that right. Did I say that right? Did y'all catch on to what I was saying? I know I said it kind of, I don't know if I can say it again. I already know. See, what happens is, if you're trying to face a situation in your carnal mind, you are facing a situation that came from an unseen place. So in order, thank you, Holy Spirit, the Lord will allow us to go to an unseen place, even if I have to go back in time in this unseen place. Change the action I did. And that sets in motion the manifestation. It sets in motion the answer I need to take care of what I see. Matthew 6:33. Come on, Matthew 6:33. I hope I said that right. I hope you understood what I said. You may be seated. Matthew 6:33, and we're closing here. Matthew 6:33, watch this. See, turn off the radio. Turn off the radio. When you're in your car, turn off the radio. Turn it off and begin to go into your heavenly language. That's wherever you're traveling to work, you're traveling to the grocery store, you're traveling, that's 15, 20 minutes that you could be releasing power. Situation, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to handle it. You don't know where to go from there. Look, ain't no sense keep praying in English about it because you've exhausted your carnal mind. So now we got to shift somewhere that we can get the mind of God on the situation. Before we go to Matthew 6, go to back to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. I want to show you this. 1 Corinthians, then we're going to close. I promise you we're going to close Matthew 6:33. I promise. 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Other words, that's simply saying that when you're in the spirit, you can figure everything out. And nobody can't figure you out. That's what judging means. When a judge sits on the bench, he's listening to the evidence, listening to everything, and trying to figure out what's going on. But here, it says when you're in the spirit, you can be judged of no man. But yet, you can judge everything. That means you better figure out everything, and nobody know where you're coming from. So wait a minute, now watch this, because I ain't getting enough amens on that one. If I can figure everything out, and they don't know where I'm coming from, that means I can't be stopped. Verse 16. Now watch this. This is a very important question Paul asked. He said, for who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? But watch this. The end of this verse is a little peculiar. He said, but, which means eliminate what just was said. But we have the mind of Christ. So we have to understand what the scripture is saying. It's not talking about us trying to give the Lord instructions. It's written in the Greek and Hebrew that originally means who can join with the mind of God. Watch this. Watch what it says. It says, for he who had known the mind of the Lord, that he may join him. But we have the mind of Christ, which means we can join him. How in the world do you think you're going to join the mind of God? Not with your English. Not with your limited English language. They got some things you need to say that probably the English language might not be able to contain it. Some things that need to be released in the earth realm in order to get your situation moving forward. It might not come from your intellect. There might not be a word to deal with that. Matthew 6:33, and we are closing. We made a case that the Master prays in the Holy Spirit. We don't need to make no other case. If the Master prayed in the Holy Spirit, I need to pray in the Holy Spirit. If the Master comes after he gets about the grave and say, the way I got through this cross episode to die for y'all is by praying in the Holy Spirit so that the power can come upon me so I can endure this. If I did that, then you know you need to do it. That's what he was saying in Acts 1 and 8. Don't go nowhere until you have the same experience I had in John 1:36. Having said that, Look at Matthew 6 and the 33rd verse. Watch the first two words. But seek. The kingdom of God does not come with observation. It does not come by what I see. So what, how do I seek first the kingdom of God? Uh-oh. It can't come by what I see. Jesus said in Luke 17 and 20, the kingdom of God doesn't come by what I see. The kingdom of God is within me. So when Jesus come here in Matthew 6 and say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. But seek. What does he mean in this seek? I have to go into my heavenly language. I have to go into my heavenly language, which now begins to release things in the earth realm that would not be released if I stay in my carnal mind. So when I begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, that means I am now really seeking. And I'm not seeking under my own power. I'm building myself up on my most holy faith. Jude 20. So now when I'm praying in the Spirit, that's when I am seeking first God's ways of doing things. Why? Because now I've eliminated my mind. I've eliminated my body. And now it's spirit on spirit. God is a spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So that means I have to shed my carnal mind. I have to shed my flesh. And I have to seek God with my spirit. The only way I can seek God with my spirit is to let the Holy Spirit take me to find him. I can't do that in English words. I can't do that in my carnal mind. I can't do that in the flesh. It has to be suspended. It has to be moved out of the way. When it's moved out of the way, the Holy Spirit will lead me right to where God is. On the inside of me. You ain't got to go all over the world. You ain't got to go all over the world. You ain't got to go all over the world. He's right there with you. But you can't access him unless you let the Holy Spirit take you. What it means to find God. What it means to seek first the kingdom of God. All you want to know is God what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. That's what it means to seek first the kingdom of God, because you want to do things his way. You can't get there unless you're praying in the Holy Spirit. You want to give the invitation? Come on. Because he's going to pull, he's going to do, he has anointed. They got some people here need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I made a case for it this morning. I made a good case for it this morning. All I had to do was go to Matthew 26. I ain't had to do all the other stuff. All the other stuff was laying, yeah. But when we went and seen Jesus praying in the Holy Spirit, nobody don't have to tell me nothing. If the master prayed in the Holy Spirit, then I need to pray in the Holy Spirit. Come on, Montreal.